Even though the thought of Donald Trump at the top of the Republican ticket makes a lot of conservatives in Congress queasy, they are not flocking to the guy in second place, Senator Ted Cruz. Today, Republican Mike Lee of Utah became the first senator to endorse Cruz. In contrast, Marco Rubio, who is far behind Cruz in the race, has landed 14 Senate endorsements. NPR's Elsa Chang explains why the bad blood between Cruz and his colleagues runs so deep.
Probably the most awkward question you can ask Republican senators these days is why they are still giving Ted Cruz the cold shoulder.
Well, I think you know the answer to that.
I'm going to let you speculate about that.
Well, why have so few of your colleagues endorsed Ted Cruz so far?
You'll have to ask them.
You don't have any idea?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Republicans Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, and John McCain of Arizona are tiptoeing around what's common knowledge in Washington. Ted Cruz is probably the most disliked member of the U.S. Senate. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham even joked about that at the Washington Press Club dinner last month.
If you kill Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate, and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict you.
How did the relationship go so wrong? Well, the romance never took off. During Cruz's very first year in the Senate, he and a group of House Republicans helped force a 16-day government shutdown. At the time, he crowed about it.
We saw the House of Representatives take a courageous stand, listening to the American people that everyone in official Washington just weeks earlier said would never happen. That was a remarkable victory.
Not according to his Senate Republican colleagues. Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire was fuming. She said Cruz had led them on with a promise to defund Obamacare.
We've been asking from the beginning, what's the end game? How does this end? How do you achieve what you're purporting to achieve on defunding Obamacare? And I never got an answer to that.
And then there was the time Cruz flirted with the idea of defunding the president's executive action on immigration. He fumbled a procedural maneuver on the Senate floor, which forced his colleagues to come to work on a Saturday. Not a smooth move. Republican Orrin Hatch of Utah wasn't impressed.
You should have an end goal in sight if you're going to do these type of things. And I don't see any end goal that can be won other than just irritating a lot of people.
And then, of course, there was the time Cruz called Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a liar.
He is willing to say things that he knows are false. That has consequences for how this body operates.
That was during a spat over renewing the Export-Import Bank last year. But this year, Republicans anguishing over the rise of Donald Trump can see that Cruz has pulled way ahead of Marco Rubio, who has the most Senate endorsements. Maybe it's time for the rift between Cruz and his colleagues to heal. Republican Bill Cassidy of Louisiana is comparing it to marriage.
Occasionally my wife has said something to me or I to her that we wish we had not said later. At the time, we're thinking, oh my gosh. But we've worked through that and we forget it and we move on because there's something far more important than an occasional harsh word.
Utah Republican Mike Lee today became the first senator to endorse Cruz. Maybe others will follow. Even the guy who joked about murdering Cruz on the Senate floor is coming around. Here's Lindsey Graham now.
Increasingly more clear to me that Ted Cruz is the most viable alternative to Donald Trump. Ted's running effectively as an outsider in an outsider year.
But no outsider wants too many love notes from Republican senators. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.